Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back to Late Night here, News Talk 830 WCCO. I thank you so much for listening to the show. We've had some fun tonight so far. Jerry Zagoda, we talked to Torrey Hunter. We're going to talk to Mark Rosen at the top of the hour. The legendary Brent Muntzberger, he's going to join us here a little bit later in the show. But joining us now is an individual that knew Sid Hartman, I think, pretty well, because they worked together. They were colleagues at one point in time at the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and one of my mentors and a guy that I respect a lot. He's a dear friend of mine, and that's KFAN radio host Dan Barrero. He joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Dan, I appreciate you giving me some time tonight, and I wanted to start with just simply put, what was the first time that you ever talked to Sid Hartman, had a chance to engage him? What was that first experience like?
The first memorable experience was pretty jarring. Like, I want to say I'd only been here, I don't know, a few months. And obviously I had seen him at the office and we had talked some and had small talk and so forth. But I don't remember what exactly I wrote, but he didn't like it. In fact, it had to have been after several months, because it was, I got here in late November of 86, and this would have been during baseball season, because I distinctly remember this incident happening in the dugout, and I had written something that obviously he didn't like, and there's players around, there's other media around, and he approaches me, kind of gives me this sort of dirty look, and he says, "You may think that kind of column will work in Dallas, but that kind of crap's not going to work here." And that was my first time I realized, like, oh my God, this is not going to be all that smooth sailing, even though we are allegedly colleagues. And I learned then, that's the deal with Sid. The yin and the yang of it was, he could be very generous at times and very gregarious at times and fun to be around. But when he was mad at you for something you wrote or resented something you wrote, he was not shy, especially early, of letting me know. And so, there were a couple times where I'm just sort of shaking my head and going, what have I walked into here? Because there's nothing like this in my experience before. Teammates generally got along better or treated each other a little bit better than that. But it was an education. The early years was an education in sort of understanding that this is a very usual guy, a very complicated guy, and there's going to be, given his approach to column writing, obviously, was very different than my approach to column writing tended to be, that it was not going to all be smooth sailing, shall we say.
Dan, was that the uniqueness of him, though, is that beyond just being a hardworking guy, because he was running from every single stadium to every single press conference to every single lot, like that part about him, and it didn't, regardless of what his age was, that didn't stop him. He was always on the go and always moving, right? Yeah. But was that something that made him unique in the competitive nature of the business, always wanting to get the scoop, always wanting to be there to get the story?
Well, yeah, to the extent that he not only would compete against other writers at other newspapers and broadcasters at other radio stations and TV stations, he would compete against teammates. He would compete against me. He would compete against Patrick. He would be frustrated if we would contradict what he wrote about something being okay or whatever, because we tended to be a little bit more of the agitators than he was. And I used to say to him, from time to time, I go, "Sid, I will never be able to touch you, no matter how long I'm here, about what you've already established. don't worry about me. Why are you worrying about me? You got your column, you got your place. I'm just trying to write my little old column and just exist, you know, year to year, that kind of thing. But that's the psychology of the man. As Chad has said, this is a guy who came, you know, from nothing, and he never really lost that insecurity, no matter how established he was in his profession and in his business. And so, to a certain extent, that hunger that drove him is what kept him, you know, doing the beat, sort of the hardcore, shall we say, scooping that he liked to do, the idea of getting the story, whatever the case may be. He's not a guy who liked to write long columns. He obviously wrote notes columns and tried to break news. And so over a period of years, we came to a better accommodation, a much better accommodation. He understood I wasn't going anywhere. And you know, I think there was a measure of respect there, but there was always sort of that deal where you felt like you had to worry about the fact that you were a teammate, but you're also to a certain extent, you're competing against them.
Yeah. Talking to Dan Barrero, KFN radio host and former Star Tribune sports columnist here on Late Night News Talk, A30WCCO. And Dan, earlier today, just some remarkable radio. I know that all day long we've been doing remarkable radio talking about Sid. You did as well in having Chad Hartman, your former co-host, on with right. you today. And you guys went 30 minutes uninterrupted, no commercials. And I thought it was phenomenal stuff. And one of the things that Chad brought up with you was talking about, you know, there was a side of his father that a lot of people just didn't see. And I echo those sentiments because when he said that, I understood it because he talked about how his father loved his family and his father loved his grandkids and smiled and hugged and all that stuff, whatever. But that wasn't the Sid Hartman that I typically saw, because the Sid Hartman that I saw was the gruff exterior guy that was, you know, fighting to be right there in the mix with all of the sports events.
I think what I detected in him, and I the last few years was not around him as much as I used to be, because obviously I wasn't writing columns. I wasn't at as many games. But what I detected the times I was around him was that was a little bit of the change in him. I think he finally reached a point where he was able to show a little bit more vulnerability and a little bit more of the human side. And where he would try to sort of mesh would be talk about family. He would ask me about my daughter. And that was sort of the entree for me with him, to where you saw a little bit, just occasionally, you saw some glimpses of a more human side. And I think even with him, as hungry as he always was at doing the job, I think with his own family, with Chad's children, I think it put him in a little different mode, where he was at least thinking about other things and understood through those experiences that the people around him all had families, probably, or had, you know, people who were important to them as well, and that he tried, by his standards at least, to sort of acknowledge that a little bit more and to reach out a little bit more in that regard. And I saw that. The biggest battle late, as you know, was simply he had a difficult time hearing. So if you are around him at a game, and I know you used to sit near him during games,
yep.
The battle literally was he just couldn't hear very well. So sometimes it wasn't he was being unfriendly or remote. It was he literally couldn't hear what you were saying, and so it became harder to have those kinds of human interactions with him just because of that.
Yeah. A final thing for you, and then we'll let you go, and we appreciate your time, Dan. You know, when I was talking to Torrey Hunter earlier, I had mentioned to him that Sid was able to get away with things that I can't do. That Sid Hartman could be in a Twins
Correct.
Press box and he can openly root for the team and nobody else can get away with, like, that's just who he is, right? And so he always, as a Minnesotan, he loved the sports teams, and he at times would openly root for said players and the teams, right? Which is different from any other journalist.
Completely.
But did part of that, of him loving being here and always rooting for said player and the teams, is that the part that really made him such a connection with so many different athletes and him being liked by so many different people?
No doubt. And I think he just felt like he was an extension of the state and the metro area. I'll tell you a quick story on that. Within, I think one of the first basketball games I covered at the Barn, I'm sitting right next to him, and there's a call that goes against the Gophers, and I hear, and again, this is something I've never heard before. I hear from a media member, he's barking. I don't remember the official. He's barking at him, swearing at him, make the bleeping call, just losing his mind. And I'm looking around like, what is going on here? This guy, he's in the media. What is he doing? And what shocked me about it was, about at the start of the second half, that same official who he had just destroyed came over, shook his hand, how you doing? And it was almost like, again, with Sid, there were certain rules that were grandfathered in. Anybody else, you'd go, well, that ref would never want to talk to him. Meantime, he talked to him like they were long-lost friends, almost as if he said, well, that's Sid. You know, no one else I probably would accept that from, but that's the way Sid's always done it. And there was still a willingness to accept it. So you're 100% right. The rules were different for him. And I don't even know if he could survive if he were just starting out today, given the approach that he took. But he kind of got grandfathered in, and that's part of what makes him at times exasperating, but at times, no question about it, very unique.
Yeah, absolutely unique. There will never be another Sid Hartman.
No, truly
a legend. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hey, Dan, I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much, man. I want to appreciate all your support throughout the years. You know that me and you remain close friends, and we text and talk more than people know. But thank you so much for being on tonight.
Lake, keep on keeping on, man. I'm watching you from afar, and you know what I think of you.
All right, I appreciate that, Dan. Take care.
Be good, man. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Dan Barrero, KFN radio host and former Star Tribune sports columnist here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.